you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do. All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and today I am going to be discussing heart attacks. Now, heart attacks are something that it's one of those things that it can affect anyone. It doesn't care what your name is. It doesn't care what your last name is. It doesn't care who your grandma is. It doesn't care what you look like. It doesn't care if you're tall, small, male, female, short, nothing. It doesn't care. And so for those of us that may not exactly understand, I wanted to talk about what exactly a heart attack is, as well as some symptoms of a heart attack. And then also ways to treat it, ways to prevent it, ways to lifestyle changes that we can make that can help prevent it as well. And so first off, it's considered very common. There are more than 3 million cases in the US a year. And so that means it's very common. It's very rare that you or someone that you know that's close to you is going, it's not rare for it not to be, not to affect someone near you, if not yourself. And so it is treatable. It does require a medical diagnosis, and it can resolve within a few days to weeks. But it is definitely scary. You can possibly die from a heart attack. So it's something very serious as well. And so basically a quick definition of a heart attack now is it's considered a medical emergency. It usually occurs when blood clots block the blood flow to the heart. And without blood, the tissue loses oxygen and dies. And it mostly affects, risk a heart attack almost at any age. However, it's most common after you turn 40 and older, with it being very, very common for 60 and older. So it's not something to take lightly. And especially if you are someone who is older, then you may have already experienced a heart attack. You may have been told that by your doctor that you're at risk for a heart attack, or someone that you love, a close friend, especially if you're older in age, has had this talk with their doctor. And so some symptoms and some people may experience, this is just some things that are common, include tightness or pain in the chest, pain in the areas between the shoulder blades, arm, chest, jaw, even your left arm, especially because it's on that side, your upper abdomen. It can occur even when you're resting. So it doesn't mean that you necessarily have to be overexerting yourself or anything like that. It feels like really tight in your chest is what it says here. You can also feel lightheadedness, an abnormal heartbeat, or you feel really anxious, anxiety. And it is more common for these common typical symptoms to be noticed by women rather than men. And then your neck can feel tight, discomfort. You could feel just you could feel something is wrong as well. Shoulder discomfort. These are some common symptoms of a heart attack. And so definitely someone older feels that, like if you're someone who's young or your parents, or yourself, whatever it may be, you feel that some of these symptoms, or you may hear them say, you know, my chest kind of hurts, it feels kind of tight, or, you know, I'm having a hard time breathing, especially when it comes to like their chest area or just upper abdomen. So that can be also, like I said, their neck, their jaw, their stomach, even their shoulders, the back. Shortness of breath can occur as well. You could also be nauseous, like I said, or you can feel lighthearted. And so these are some of the things that to keep a lookout for and are considered warning signs of a heart attack. And so now I wanted to get into what are some potential, what could potentially put us at a higher risk for a heart attack, because some of us may be at more of a risk than others. And so I definitely wanted to get into what are some risk factors of a heart attack. Now there are different categories of risk factors. And I did want to say also that this is definitely nothing to diagnose you or tell you that you're at more high risk, or you should definitely not take what I'm about to say as anything but a word of caution. And definitely if you have questions or concerns, I always suggest this, and I really mean it, discuss it with your doctor, your physician. If you have a doctor that specifically that you see, discuss it with people that you live with and say that, you know, these are some changes that we may need to make dependent on the risk factors. If you feel that you are at high risk, or you have been told that you're at risk, at a higher risk for heart attack, because heart attacks affect everyone and they affect everybody differently. Like when I mentioned some of those common symptoms of a heart attack, not everybody experiences them. You might not experience all of them. You may only experience one, or you may not experience anything at all. And the scary thing about it is that it can be dismissed. And usually if you're going to, unfortunately, if the heart attack is something that's going to kill you, if that's going to be how you die, it usually happens within that hour of the heart attack. And so the quicker you recognize it, the quicker you decide to seek help, especially when experiencing a heart attack or symptoms of a heart attack, it could really be the turning point as to whether or not you survive and you're able to get treated for it and make future changes, or if it is what causes you to pass away. And so it can be a little bit scary. But like I said, there are some risks that put us at higher risks, and there are some things that are just considered like things that we can modify within our lives that can lessen our risk. There are some things that we can cut out. There's some things that we just cannot, and some risks that you just cannot change, and some that you may be just actually just born with. And it's really important that if some of these things you are born into, that you watch, that you monitor, that you seek out advice before you start feeling symptoms. One thing is just people who, as you just get older, like I said, 60 and older, especially 65 and older, it's something that is just going to, it just adds to it with getting older. And it does, you know, males are at higher risk of suffering a heart attack younger in age, whereas after menopause for women, dying from a heart attack or heart disease actually increases, but it's not as great as it is within men. So you're still at a risk for it even as a female, but it does, your risk does heighten. It goes up higher once you get through and after menopause. And then it can also be hereditary. So just being at risk if you have parents that struggled with heart disease or had heart disease and had heart problems, you're also more likely to develop it yourself. Also, African Americans, Black people, us, me, I'm at a higher risk of more severe, because we have higher blood pressure than others. And we are at higher risk of heart disease. So we have to take a control of our blood pressure. And it is also It can be also linked to higher, your risk heightens as far as obesity is concerned, diabetes is concerned. If you've had a long family history of heart disease, it's something that you may not be able to control, because if you just come from a line of family that has to deal with and suffers from heart disease, then this is definitely something that you have to be aware of. And like with myself, I come from a family that deals with a lot of breast cancer. And so that's something that I'm very much on high alert about, because I know that it runs in my family. And so this is something else that if heart disease runs in your family, that you too should be aware and being very proactive on top of your health. And so when we come back, I also wanted to discuss some other things that are more, some other factors, excuse me, that we can kind of control a little bit better versus, you know, things that we can't control, which is such as hereditary traits that we just get passed down to us, or just age in general. So keep it locked here. You're listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. When I come back, I wanted to discuss some more about heart disease, and also later on in the episode, way that we can prevent heart attacks as well. So keep it locked here. You're listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Pauline, and I will be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. In this episode, we are discussing heart attacks. And right before the break, we were discussing some risk factors that we can't really change. But now I wanted to get into some things that you can modify or take control of when it comes to your risk of developing heart disease. Now, smokers and tobacco smoke. So this actually, you could, if you are a non-smoker, but you live with a smoker, or you interact a lot with smokers, or I don't know, you work at a casino, so you are exposed to a lot of tobacco smoke, you too are also, just by being exposed to other people's smoke, you increase the risk of heart disease for yourself. And cigarette smoke is actually is a powerful independent risk factor for sudden cardiac death. And so it definitely does affect you, and it affects others. So just because you don't smoke, just because you don't smoke, but if you live with smokers, if you work around smoking, if you are always engulfed with it, you could still heighten your disease even though you don't smoke. Another thing is high cholesterol. Now, high cholesterol could definitely, it plays a part, and it can be affected by like your diet. So that is one way to, if you're at risk for high cholesterol, or you have been told that you have high blood cholesterol, that's something that you definitely should try to bring down. And it can be affected by what you eat and how active or non-active that you may be, as well as high blood pressure. And it increases, and now high blood pressure, the problem with that is that it causes the heart muscle to thicken and to become stiffer because it's overworked, the high workload, okay, due to high blood pressure. And then this, like when the heart gets stiff, it's not working properly. It's not working normally. It's not being very effective. And so that puts you at risk of not only a heart attack, but stroke, kidney failure, and as well as congestive heart failure. So high blood pressure, it is linked to and is related to obesity, smoking, high blood cholesterol, and even diabetes. And it can put you at risk for multiple heart attacks and multiple strokes. And so, and it increases due to all of these risk factors. They play, it kind of plays hand in hand with some of the other risk factors. And so physical inactivity. So if you're just a lounger, which is fine, you have every right, especially. And I think that this may be also why it does affect some of us as we get older, because we slow down as we get older. We're tend not to be as active when you get older. You may be somebody that, you know, there's no need to, you just feel that there's no need to, or you're too busy to always go work out or to always get morning walks in. But physical inactivity does heighten your risk for heart disease. And even moderate intensity or like moderate exercise, but done regularly, can help you long term, and it can help control blood cholesterol. It can help control diabetes, obesity. So there's a lot of other benefits as well, as to helping your lower your blood pressure and being overweight. Because people, when not people, excuse me, but those of us, or in general, when you are just overweight or obese, you just have tend to have a lot of fat on your body, and that can lead to diabetes. It can lead to high blood pressure, high cholesterol as well. And so the thing is that a lot of these risk factors play hand in hand. When you start to be more active, you can start to, and you start eating more healthy, you can lower your risk of diabetes, lower your weight, which can help with being obese or overweight, and your heart is given a more of a chance. And it's not added, there's not all this added pressure upon it, especially with like diabetes. It can also increase your risk, like I said, in developing cardiovascular disease. And it can lead to strokes. It can lead to just overall pain and discomfort and your quality of life sometimes when you are dealing with diabetes, because it can cause nerve damage as well. And so it does affect a lot of other things within our bodies. And then lastly, I want to discuss some things that could contribute to heart disease that aren't necessarily directly related, but it can definitely be a contributing factor to heart disease. And that would be stress. Just being more stressed, it does show a relationship between, scientists have shown, between coronary heart disease and stress, that a lot of times you can, when you're under a lot of stress, you may start smoking, you may start eating more, you may just be quicker to outbursts and things like that. And so definitely trying to minimize or getting a handle on your stress. Alcohol, just drinking too much alcohol, it can raise your blood pressure. It can, you know, it just heightens your risk for stroke as well as other diseases, cancer. It can produce irregular heartbeats. It can also contribute to obesity, you know, accidents, just accidents in general, that it can. And so it does heighten or contribute your risk, because it can lead to other things. Like I said, a lot of these just go hand in hand with one another, and accumulation of all of these factors is what can result in a higher risk or actually suffering a heart attack. And so with that, I'm going to cut it to our last break. And when I come back, I'm going to discuss ways to kind of like prevent heart attack and some more science and things like that for us to help each other and to help those around us as well. So keep it locked here. I'm Pauline, and you're listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I will be right back.
Are you looking for the very best NFL and college football podcast? Then check out the GSMC Football Podcast. Get the latest football news, both on and off the field. From the NFL draft to trades to the rumor mill to the NFL combines, they got you covered. That's gsmcpodcast.com/football-podcast. Get updates on college rivalries, game day insights, and much, much more. It's football talk the way you want it. This show eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and we are getting ready to wrap up this segment on heart attacks and heart disease and ways to prevent it. It's what I wanted to discuss lastly, and because, like I said earlier in the episode, heart attacks don't discriminate. They don't care. They can affect anyone. They can affect everyone. And it is something that you can definitely try to prevent, however, just based upon your lifestyle. And so I wanted to share some ways to lower your risk of heart attack and heart disease and things like that, and just overall health that can lead to a long, healthy life. Because like we said, it can be more... because some of the risk factors play hand in hand, it's as when we get a handle on one thing, it can help change our quality of life, because then we can start getting a handle on other things in our life and not put ourselves at risk. When we start exercising more, we feel better. It can lower our stress, things like that. They play hand in hand. And so with that, I wanted to start with just eating for the future. Now, I think a lot of us think that, it doesn't affect me right now, so I don't have to worry about it right now. But that's exactly opposite of what prevention is. It's tackling the problem before it becomes a problem. It's making sure that these things don't ever really put, like, we're not at risk for it. So if we just prevent it, then we don't really have to worry. But I think that that's better than trying to figure out what to do once we're already at risk, or once we already suffer something, whether it's a heart attack or anything in life, is being prepared, preventing it. And so eating lots of fruits and vegetables and healthy grains, healthy carbs, complex carbs and things like that, being foods high in omega-3 fatty acids such as tuna, a lot of fish, eating a lot less salt and saturated fats, keeping a handle on all the sweets and red meats, and really trying to avoid foods that are filled with like trans fats, saturated fats and things like that. And so making sure that we eat a diet that's full of variety, so then that way we don't have to, because with everything we want moderation, and we don't want to be do overboard with anything. And so that is a good way to make sure having a lot of variety in our diet and taking it easy, making sure that you have time to wind down after work or trying your best. Maybe you designated Sunday afternoons to just reading and to just being, having some alone time, or listening to motivational tapes, listening to motivational podcasts, listening to podcasts such as this that help give you ideas on ways to make healthy lifestyle changes, banning smoking, just not being around smoking, not to smoke. You don't smoke. Don't try not to kick it with people who smoke. And I'm not saying that you can't be friends with people who smoke, because I have friends that smoke. I have friends that unfortunately have been smoking for a while. But, and I'm not saying that I'm not going to be their friend. I'm just saying that when they decide that they want to go have a smoke break, you don't have to join them. You can just tell them, all right, cool. After you come back in, I'll be right here, or whatever. Or, you know, you can divert it by doing whatever it is that you want. If they want to go take a walk, then you guys can go take a walk. But maybe you walk a couple steps ahead of them. I don't know. You just got to try to protect yourself in the best way that you can. And if you are a smoker, then really working towards quitting. And if you hang out with or associate with people that do smoke, just be aware that secondhand smoke can still affect you just as bad as if you were the smoker yourself. Also, blood pressure. And I talked about this a little bit earlier, but if you have high blood pressure, you are at a higher risk for heart attack and heart disease. And so really buckling down on stress management, your diet as well, and regular exercise. If you're someone who has tried making these lifestyle changes, this is something that you should definitely discuss with and be in agreement with your doctor, because there may be some medication that they can prescribe to you that could help lower your blood pressure and get you on the right track. So definitely being in constant and open conversation with your doctor is definitely that I always suggest with anything in life, whether it's heart attacks, cancer, just a regular everyday lifestyle changes, whatever concerns you, you should definitely talk about it with them as well. And in addition to blood pressure is also our blood sugar. So too much sugar can damage your arteries. even if you don't have diabetes. So just because you haven't been told, okay, you have diabetes, doesn't mean that you're not still damaging your arteries with your sugar consumption. And you have to really, because you could put yourself at risk for stroke, diabetes, heart disease. There's a lot of things that you can put yourself at risk for, and you don't even realize it. You're not going to wake up one day and feel, you know, you're not going to wake up and say, oh, I feel the diabetes. Like, you're not. Like, it's something that you can feel fine for a while, and then all of a sudden it really does hit you, or you start feeling the negative effects of a disease, just like cancer. Like, not, that's why sometimes you could feel like you're sick, and then when you realize it and you finally do go to the doctor, you're not in stage one of cancer, you're stage two, stage three, because sometimes it doesn't really hit us. And we talked about that earlier, especially with just in this episode with heart attacks. We don't necessarily feel all the symptoms. You may be just feel that you like your chest hurt, or that, you know, you feel like your shortness of breath, and you don't realize that that tightness in your chest is a heart attack. And not all of us will experience it the same way. And then also going on to cholesterol, and you don't want a lot of fat, cholesterol, or calcium buildup within our arteries and clogging up the arteries and the flow of the blood to our heart, to the rest of our bodies as well. And again, losing weight can definitely help with that. It can help with the excess strain that we put on our hearts as well. Losing weight in general, and I don't always want to talk about losing weight, because I think that weight sometimes we get so fixated on our weight that we forget to enjoy. And I believe that there are a lot of benefits for losing weight, especially if you are obese or you're at risk of being overweight, just because of your lifestyle. Just adding simple healthy tips and healthy tricks. If you're just gaining a lot of weight because you're always eating donuts, that's something that we can cut out. You know, if you just realize that, you know, you want to start taking the stairs while you're at work instead of the elevator or the escalator all the time. Simple changes can make a big difference. And I don't want people to get so fixated on weight, like I said, that they forget to enjoy life. But then there are some things that we put ourselves at risk for, and enjoying life in moderation, to where our health doesn't have to take a back seat as well. It's kind of what I think I'm just trying to explain and trying to get at. And then also, maybe aspirin as well, because in discussing with your doctor, and this might be something that you and your doctor have already discussed, but it can in some people reduce your risk of heart attack. And last but not least, being social, because when you're out with your friends, when you're enjoying whoever it is that you're with, your boyfriend, girlfriend, your children, being social, you tend to be more active, you tend to do more things. You don't just sit at home and just stay at home. And a lot of times when you're just at home, like I said, I had mentioned this in the last episode, when I'm at home, I just like to relax, I like to veg out, I like to just chill and things like that. So if you're out there with your friends, it can help also with stress levels, getting out there with your friends, enjoying them, doing things that you love, being in, even it could also be, because my friend is my friend Shantae, she was who really kind of inspired me to start going to the gym that I go to, because she was fun and she enjoyed it, and she just talked it up and she talked about how much she enjoyed it. And now she and I make it kind of like a friendly competition between ourselves sometimes, as far as Orange Theory is concerned, because she and I both attend Orange Theory and we attend different locations, but we're still able to discuss it and talk about it. And that kind of helped me get more active, because I saw someone who I thought was really fun, who I enjoyed spending time with, who I wanted to get to know. And this is something that she enjoyed, and we were fairly similar in personality. And so I thought to myself, why not? Why not try it? And so maybe hanging out with friends will encourage you. You guys can encourage one another to get more active. Or if you believe that someone around you is at risk for heart attack or risk for any negative health concerns, being, instead of just nagging them, instead of telling them, then sometimes doing it with them. It makes it more fun. It makes it enjoyable. And at the same time, you feel good because you know that you're helping them, because you're helping them take control of their health as well. And so with that, I am going to end this episode. I've been your host. I'm Pauline. This has been the 45th episode of Health and Wellness. And you can listen to this episode again, as well as any of our other episodes. I also spoke, I also do basketball podcasts, a sports podcast as well. So you guys can check all those out on our network website. That's gsmcpodcast.com. See you guys later.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch, whatever it may be.